Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
WPGC 95.5. It's 8:26 in the morning time. Joe Clear Morning Show. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We have an incredible guest on the line with us right now. Poet, you do the honors, please.
Oh, thank you so much. On the phone right now, Village, y'all have been having questions about how to deal with what is being called quarantine fatigue, where you're just exhausted by this restrictive lifestyle that we're living. And me and Joe believe that when you don't know, you call an expert. So on the line right now, we have the phenomenal Iyanla Van Zandt joining us.
Indeed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Deep Bob. Love to you. How you doing this morning?
We are incredible. Good. And now that we have you with that deep dive love, even better. We want to get out of the way and let you talk to everybody here in the DMV about quarantine fatigue. We have parents. We have everybody who is listening right now. Please take it away.
I read that. I was very interesting, and it was interesting that it was offered by a mental health professional. And the thing that I found very interesting is that everything that was addressed in the article is about what we do outside. You know, she was talking about her parents, her patients, and doing more of this and that. And the thing that I think people miss is that the quarantine was saying to us, stop and go in. And we are freaking out because we can't get out. So I just found that very interesting. You know, when I grew up in a time when people lived at home.
Right.
They lived
right.
in their houses. But now people live in the gym. They live at the club. They live at the bar. They don't live in their house.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that we had to go home was very stressful for people because we're so accustomed to going out. And the pandemic was saying, go in.
Iyanla, I went in. I was so happy. I hate to put this out there, but I was so happy that we were actually having a downtime.
Yeah.
Without everyone, of course, I hated the fact that there was this fear thing coming around, but there was also this come together thing for me, my wife, my children, my siblings, my mother. And it speaks to what you were saying. So for those of us who had to go in and started to get the heebie-jeebies for being in, what would you say to them?
Well, you know, that's the thing. Part of it was that it was out of our control. So it stimulated a lot of fear. You know, human beings have basic fears. One is, you know, fear of nature and what it can do, which is what the pandemic was.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of the unknown, which the pandemic was. You know, fear of, and in the fear of the unknown, there's the fear of death and the fear of change. Oh, you know, because things can't control that. And then the other fear that it stimulated was fear of other people. We are afraid, oh, they're going to rob me, they're going to hit me, they're going to hurt me, they're going to leave me. So the pandemic stirred up the three basic human fears that reside at some degree and some level in most human beings. So as opposed to really getting still and looking at the fear and being present to the fear and working through the fear, we started freaking out because we couldn't go out. and we couldn't reach out, and we couldn't distract ourselves, and we couldn't avoid, and we couldn't ignore, and we couldn't deny. So I and it's hard. You know, many people live alone, or they're yearning a relationship they don't have. Some people were in a relationship, and then during the quarantine, they're saying, well, why am I in this relationship?
Mm. Oh, word this morning, Village. Catch it.
You know, Dr. Van Zandt, you know they call that a word nowadays. The young people say, oh, she said a word.
Yeah. And so I think that it gave us a lot of information that if we had the skill and the tools, we would be able to process. Also, you know, this very strange phenomena that I'm really not aware of. I didn't know that schools had become babysitters. Mm-hmm. I thought children went to school to learn, and yes, they go during the time that parents are working. But schools being responsible for the care and upbringing of the children, I wasn't aware that that was something that existed. I thought schools were for the benefit of the kids, not the benefit of the parents.
Listen, I agree with you, but I can't tell my wife that that I agree with you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Iyanla Van Zandt.
And I am hoping that when we come back from this short break, as a person that is single and I live alone, there was a interpersonal conversation that I ended up having with myself during COVID. Doctor, I found out that there were some things that I did not like about me.
Yeah.
That I had to face during COVID. So when we come back, can we dive into that a little bit?
Oh, let us, please. How delicious will that be? Let me get my napkin and my fork.
You go grab coffee, tinkle if you got to, check on that Zoom meeting that I know you needed. And when we come back, it is more with the Joe Claire Morning Show and Dr. Iyanla Van Zandt right here.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.